Fireworks show to wrap up the festival. Tickets are $10 each and kids 12 and under get in free. The first annual Stump House Music Fest to benefit Foothills Alliance, Safe Harbor, and the Palmetto Trail. Bring your cheer and we'll see you there.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $240 a month and zero down, drive a 2018 Focus SEL with Sync 3 and Sony Audio. Sale priced at just $16,999. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Named the Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner for 2017. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin. Pest control down to a science.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCC Fave 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ron, there are some real arch criminals in the world.
Yeah, there are.
Some real geniuses. We'll get to a couple of them in a minute. One may be DeAndre Francois or his girlfriend, Diamond. Sir, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt, first serving Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. HALT's an acronym for those fine vehicles. HALT's been in the Greenville market for 7 years. Go read the reviews. People talk about their honesty, their integrity, how they make them feel special, their attention to detail, their acumen, all these things. They know those vehicles inside and out. You take your car to a regular Joe mechanic, how on earth does he know your vehicle? He deals with 100 other makes and miles of vehicle. How is he a specialist? First Class HALT is the equivalent of a medical specialist. That's what they are. And they know your vehicle like you know your vehicle, and they care about it the same way. That's why they only do Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. That's First Class HALT. They've arrived in Anderson. The bays are so clean you could eat off the floor. They have a $70,000 Hunter laser alignment machine. You want a perfect alignment every time. There's a good introductory way to get going with First Class HALT. 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Mark and the gang are just incredible. Call them 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. And Ramona, you have a road rage special, do you not?
Yes, I do. Exclusive for our listeners. It's a free brake inspection with alignment for only $69.95. And again, this is exclusive to Walt listeners. Normally $119.95, and that expires at the end of April. All you have to do is mention the Walt special. Free brake inspection with an alignment.
Free brake inspection with an alignment for $69.95, regularly $119.95.
Yes.
Till the end of the month when you mention you heard it here.
Exactly.
How about that? Get the Walt special at First Class HALT. It's a great way to introduce yourself to the team at First Class HALT. You'll thank me later. All right. We're going to get back to the Clemson football stuff. You want to get in, you're welcome to. We have a million other things to get to as well. But before we do any of that, I need to tell you about my guy, DeAndre Francois. Oh. You know, I always thought DeAndre Francois was going to be a big deal. And
yeah.
And now he is to the police.
I always thought that
this guy had greatness written all over him. I just chose the wrong field, apparently, according to his girlfriend. DeAndre has had some problems. You know, obviously he had the injury problem. He has the problem of his own offensive line. DeAndre has to feel a little bit snake bitten, Ramona. This guy constantly gets attacked from within. He developed a complex of sorts. His offensive line never blocks for him, so he gets injured.
Oh,
his girlfriend, whose name is Diamond.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up.
His dude's girlfriend is Diamond Simons Lindsay.
Yeah, and she's never going away.
Yeah,
apparently.
Diamond. You know, here, DeAndre, here's your first mistake.
Yeah.
And now, you know, in moments, Ramona, I'm going to get the hateful, chick named Diamond.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to say? And I can think of something to say to get in trouble.
And listen, excuse me, if your name is Diamond, I actually don't mean you. I'm sure you're a candidate for nunhood. But listen, there's just a general way of doing things. And
right.
Here's what you want to do. Here's what you want to do, DeAndre. When you're first introduced to this girl, or you first meet her somehow, and you may think she's like the hottest thing ever, when she opens her mouth and tells you her name is Diamond.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
You run.
You run
as far as you can. First of all, every sixth grader knows that it was always Diamond who was pregnant in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Okay. So,
I was going to think, I thought of something else. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. You are going to get hate messages from somebody named Diamond.
Yeah, well, you know, change your name. If your name is Diamond, to protect yourself, change your name. But trust me, dude. If her name is Diamond, you want nothing to do with her. Yeah. That's a really, really bad sign right off the get-go. Then, when you found her breaking your stuff, because that's what happened the first incident with the police, Diamond apparently was upset. And so she decided to, according to DeAndre Francois, to break all his stuff.
She broke his stuff?
Yeah, she was breaking his stuff.
Don't
she was
break his stuff.
She apparently was trying to rip the big screen TV from the wall.
She was?
Yeah. That was when DeAndre allegedly put like the bear hug on her and tried to evict her from the premises,
right,
so that he could call the police.
Yes.
Well, the story goes, when the police came, that's when Diamond Simons Lindsay.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it.
So, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Strike one, her name is Diamond.
Right.
All right. And I don't care whether she was born with the name Diamond or whether she elected the choice. Actually, it would probably be better if she was born with it than if she chose it on her own.
That's true.
It's probably even more of a red flag.
Right.
If she was born with it, she can always just be a denier.
Right.
She can always say, hey, it wasn't me. It was my dumb parents who called me Diamond.
The dumb parents.
Right.
Yes.
But if you chose it on your own, that's even worse. Yeah. It's a precursor of trouble. It just is. And I did get the oh so predictable comment from somebody who knows a Diamond, who's Saint Diamond.
Very upset.
That's great. I'm glad you know Saint Diamond. Congratulations. Oh so predictable response. Yeah. Here's the thing. By the way, there are outliers for everything, okay? Because out of every group of 1,000 diamonds,
1,000 diamonds. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Every group of 1,000 diamonds,
there's one normal one. Right? On every group of 1,000 diamonds, there's one normal. The rest of them are all screwed up in the head. Right? It's the way it is. It's the way it is. When you choose that name, there's something like fundamentally
Bambi
wrong. Right? It'd be like a male naming himself King.
That would be stupid. I can see that being stupid. And I can see that happening also.
Or the chosen one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben.
Or tattooing it on your
right
body somewhere.
That's right. The chosen one. I wonder if she has Diamond tattooed on her back.
Diamond tattoo would be somewhere.
Well, we'll probably all know soon enough.
Yeah.
My guess.
Yeah, we'll
keeping up with the Kardashians, we'll probably all know soon enough about every tattoo on her body. So she apparently was breaking his stuff.
You don't want to break his stuff.
So when the police came, and remember, this is DeAndre Francois, who's trying to like settle her down and doesn't want any more of his stuff broken.
Of course not.
Apparently, at that point, she began to inquire about whether he could get in trouble for smoking marijuana.
She asked this. Okay. Let me see what I got was right. He called the cops to get her calmed down.
Right.
And so he basically said, she's in my living room
breaking my stuff.
And they looked at her and she said, Can he get in trouble for selling drugs?
Right. She wanted to know.
That was just in the introductory inquisition phase. My name's Diamond. I want to know if my boyfriend here can get in trouble for selling drugs.
I know I've broken a few things, but would it be worse if if he was selling drugs? I just want to know, hypothetically, mind you. We're not saying he actually is, but just from a status and a keeping things balanced in the relationship standpoint.
I would like to know
could he conceivably be in more trouble than I for breaking a TV.
Now,
I did see a report that said that it wasn't actually Diamond who ratted him out subsequent to that, but other reports say speak to the contrary. So for the time being, because she's lied about multiple pregnancies, because Diamond has a past history apparently of being less than honest and forthcoming. Surprise, surprise, the police, her name is Diamond.
To poor old Francois.
to somebody because she's apparently allegedly fabricated two pregnancies.
Ooh.
She doesn't sound like she'd make a great witness. Hi, my name is Diamond. I fake pregnancies.
Yes, my name
and
is
I break
Diamond.
Stuff.
And I want to know if.
But
you know,
he may distribute drugs.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they say. You get in trouble. Give up somebody higher.
Yes, officer. Exactly. Yes, officer. My name is Diamond.
Yes.
I fake pregnancies.
I know what it sounds.
I may have broken those things over there on the floor, but.
But come on.
Would it be a bigger thing if he distributes drugs?
And what was their response?
Well, apparently the response is yes.
Apparently
the police's response is yes, because they, according to some reports I've read, have been back to his place four times.
And not because of her.
Because of her statement. Right.
But not because she's causing trouble, because she's just an angel.
Right. And they found some, you know, what was the amount here?
They found some stuff.
Yeah, this gets better. When the Tampa Police Department conducted its investigation on Francois last Thursday, an executed search warrant conducted at his apartment yielded just 17 grams of marijuana, amongst other items. Francois, former Orlando Olympia High standout, was not arrested and offered the chance to participate in pretrial diversion program after the search. He was not expected to play in the spring game last week. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm surprised at that. But was present on the sidelines for the game. Well, that's good. You know, he doesn't want his alleged distribution network to be shut down, according to Diamond.
There's probably no truth to that.
But DeAndre said that that wasn't his.
He said he was just holding it for someone.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
You're trying to hold it for someone, and here come the cops. The marijuana
and drug paraphernalia was found, according to police, quote, less than 2 feet from Francois's bed. But Francois told police that the marijuana belonged to who, Ramona?
I'm thinking.
Diamonds are forever.
Yes, indeed.
All I need to please.
Yes. Yes, according to DeAndre Francois, the marijuana belonged to Diamond because, quote, and this may be my favorite line in the whole deal, he, quote, can't smoke right now.
Not right now. You know, he's trying to stay on the football team.
I'm supposed to be at the spring game, officers. I can't smoke right now. Therefore, ergo, that must be Diamonds. That's right, because
if he can't smoke it, he would not.
That's exactly right.
That's true. He would not. It had to be hers.
Boy, Willie Taggart's loving this decision.
Had to be hers.
Willie Taggart's thinking Oregon wasn't so bad after all. At least it's legal out there.
That's right, it is. I totally forgot about that state.
Quick break, Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. The word, the moral to the story, do not hook up with Diamond. At the very least, that Diamond. We'll be back.
Office Pro Upstate is passionate about assisting churches and faith-based organizations. Ministry Resource is the nation's largest faith-based procurement organization, and RICO is the only copier products manufacturer associated with Ministry Resource. To learn more about how your church or faith-based organization can get incredible savings on your next Savin copier, contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919. That's 289-9919, or online at officeproupstate.com.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Calling all manufacturer plants. Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking pole light, or 6-inch down lights, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you on verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson's 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Are you or a loved one actively using methamphetamine and find that you can't quit? Are you struggling to stop or reduce your meth use? If you are aged 18 to 65 and want to stop or reduce your meth use, call now. You may be eligible for study participation in a free clinical research study enrolling in your area. Doctors are evaluating two medications that may help to stop or reduce meth use. All information is strictly confidential. Call 877-378-5444. This research study includes, at no cost to you, twice weekly clinic visits, 12 weeks of study medication, and compensation for study activities. If you want to reduce or quit using meth, consider this option. It may help. Call now. That confidential number is 877-378-5444. If you are aged 18 to 65 and struggling to stop or reduce your meth use, you should call now to see if you may be eligible for study participation. Again, that confidential number is 877-378-5444.
There's no better bacon, egg, and cheese than Bojangles' Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Fluffy folded egg, crispy bacon, and American cheese served on a hot, made-from-scratch biscuit. Try one for just $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Report back to me when, I don't know, when it makes sense.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? Now is actually the best time. I have open lines now. You can get in. So people complain you can't get in. Been busy all day, but you can get in right now. 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. You know, do you know that when Phil Mickelson won the Masters, he went to Krispy Kreme in the green jacket? There's a tradition about going to, you know, someplace or another. Yeah, he wore the green jacket to the to the drive-thru at Krispy Kreme. That was where Lefty went. I got to admit, he has a good taste. You know, 32 flavors, I think it is, on a regular basis, and they're always adding to it seasonally. The Reese family has run Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme for a million years. They will treat you right. And they are the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the Oreos Cookie Donut, the Reese's Pieces Donut. And I understand that there's a new chocolate chip donut now, too. So they've added something to the mix. I mean, I'm telling you, you have to get to Krispy Kreme in Anderson Spartanburg. Go see the Reese family. Bring the kids. You can watch the donuts being made right through the glass partitions. It's an incredible place. Go see them and you'll thank me later. And by the way, for all your fundraising needs, church group, youth group, any kind of group, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? You actually want to raise real money, then contact the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg, ask them how to go about it, tell them I sent you to them. That's how it works. They will hook you up and you will thank me later. But bring the kids, go see the Reese family, go watch the donuts being made. Bring Diamond. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, the lines are jammed. I'll come right to you. Hey, Ramona, I need your attention. Ben Milstead brought this to my attention. I had not seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Some dude in Georgia, in St. Mary's, Georgia. This guy has to be a Georgia fan. He's got the bulldog black on him. I assume he's wearing the colors.
Uh-oh. Okay.
He attempted to rob a GameStop.
Okay.
Now, first of all,
Is that like a convenience store?
Yeah, that sells you know, video games. If you're like a master thief, you probably don't rob the GameStop. You know, you may not rob the banks anymore, but you don't rob the GameStop. But this particular guy, unfortunately for him, has been caught already. They have his name, his address, his license plate number, and all that. And I have a photo here that provides pretty clear demonstration of why he was caught. He had a plan. It wasn't.
You always got to have a plan.
Yeah, it wasn't that he failed to plan.
No, he didn't fail to plan.
No, he had a plan. His plan was to wear a disguise to, you know.
Well, you would want to wear a disguise.
Right, to pull off the robbery. Unfortunately for him, he picked a clear one.
What? What do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean he picked a clear one?
Well, you know the plastic wrapper that the water bottles come in?
No.
That was his disguise. He wore that over his head.
On his head?
On his head. Down to his neck. And he's seen here in very clear images, by the way. That's some fine camera work.
No.
That's some fine camera work. Better than you see in some of the athletic coaches.
You can see his whole face.
Oh, yeah. His whole face is right there, right through the clear plastic wrap. By the way, word is that he also used that same plastic cover over his license plate.
What?
Which is
how did he get caught? Did he pass out from no oxygen or something from having a plastic bag on his head?
I would imagine that that it wasn't hard to find this guy.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would think finding him was not difficult. He's almost smiling for the camera here.
Well,
in this
I can't see it close, but it looks like you can see his whole head.
Oh yeah, he's content. By the way,
he's content.
He also appears to have lost his booty.
Lost his booty. Yeah, whatever he had, he doesn't have it anymore?
He appears to be running from the store, and he doesn't seem to be in possession of anything other than his plastic bag.
So does he get, and his seemingly, he get let go?
And his seemingly untied shoes. His shoes don't appear to be tied either. That's another bad plan. Running as a methodology of escape is part of the plan, you want to make sure you're laced all the way up.
Yeah. If you're running, your shoes are kind of an important element. That's correct.
Kerry Hammond Jr.
Is one on several charges, police say.
Bulldog fan. Plastic bag head.
Go dogs. Him and people's team. Boxer.
To the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is, who is it, Ron? It's Gary by a second over Angry Lawyer and Hank the Tank and Lyle. Gary, how are you?
Yes, how you doing? Well,
good, Gary. Appreciate it.
I've got a question for you. Yeah. The freshman from Ohio, the lineman, I'm trying to blank on his name, Carmen Jackson, what did you think of his play during the Orange-White game?
I think that he is a work in progress. I think he still needs to. I think Clemson's still going to need to figure out what his fit is eventually. I'm still not sure of that. I think that long term he could be a right tackle or a guard. You know, he's a big man with athleticism. My first concern is what he grows into, because I think he arrived here at 360, and if he's going to play at anything approximating that, at like 350, for example, he's going to be a guard. They're going to slide him inside, and he'll be a road-grading guard, and that wouldn't be a bad thing. Now, if he's going to play at 325, then I think he looks completely different at that weight. I've seen him on film at both 295 and 360, and while he's clearly athletic at both sizes, he's a completely different guy. And so if the long-term projection is to have him as the next guy in line behind Mitch Hyatt, then I think he has to be more in that 325 range if he's going to play left tackle.
Yeah, it looks like he finally came up against some guys that actually had some real speed.
Yeah.
He wasn't hanging on to them long. So just wondering.
Yeah, he wasn't the only one. I'm going to get to that as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I want to get to that, including the fact that, you know, I thought that Xavier Kelly posed some problems for people, and he wasn't alone in that regard. And we'll get to that as part of our game conversation. Let me go back to Northland Communication phone lines and get Angry Lawyer in here. Angry Lawyer, welcome back.
Well, how are you, my friend?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate you having me. I just wanted to give these Clemson fans a little bit of solace as a Carolina fan. Well, while they're complaining over the fact they have four great quarterbacks, this is what we have. Okay, I got Jake Bentley. He's good. You got two guys behind him that look like they're praying mantises. In basketball, our best player just declared for the draft. And then the guy who from Louisville, who I didn't even bother to remember his name, because I knew he wasn't going to even play here, is declared for the draft. And then our baseball team, we've got like four guys that are Dave Kingman. We got four Raphael Belliards. And we've lost to Charleston Southern. Charleston Southern, Furman, and my alma mater, PC. So I'll take this off of the air. Keep me from jumping out my window at the office. I mean, it's only 4 feet. I'll probably just bruise a shin. But give me some positives on baseball, basketball, and football for just a second. I appreciate it, Walt.
All right. Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Well, look, I think your basketball coach is elite. And so I think there's that. I think that baseball is too early to judge. And football is clearly moving in the right direction. I think the Holinsky pickup was significant, and I think Muschamp has done has exceeded expectations thus far. So I think those are the positives. Ramona, do you know what Muschamp did the other day?
No, what did he do?
He was speaking at, where is it? It's in my notes somewhere. He was speaking at some county hall of fame, Gaston County Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he decided at that point that he'd make, he'd crack wise about the real Death Valley from his days at LSU, referring to LSU as the real Death Valley.
Are you kidding? He was like, oh my God.
The real Death Valley.
Why do these people keep talking when they can't back it up?
Yeah, let me tell you something, dummy. Look, here's the thing. Do something first, all right? Have you ever heard of the old saying, don't tug on Superman's cape? Don't poke the bear? Any classic cliche you want? Why? What's the point? Oh, by the way, hey, Mr. Originality, if you want to play funny man, why don't you come up with your own material? I mean, the real Death Valley thing has gone back and forth and been used a million times. See, at least Spurrier was entertaining because most of what Spurrier said was more original. But you can't just repeat you can't parrot what other people have said over and over again. Furthermore, you've lost in the non-real Death Valley by like a million points in the two times you played there. What's the score of those two games? I mean, what's the score of those two games? What's the point? It's just a stupid thing to say. And look, I get you have a job to do and you're trying to, but that doesn't accomplish it. You know, you talk when you have something to say, when you've accomplished something. And I think that in general, South Carolina is headed in the right direction. But I mean, when I read those comments, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, again, look, it's not the end of the world. It's not the biggest thing ever, you know, and I'm not going to make it out to be. And we see these type of things, and Muschamp has an agenda, and he's trying to build confidence in his own team and his own people and their fan base and all that type of stuff. And from that standpoint, I get it. But it's not fake news, Dexter. It actually happened. But it's silliness. It's silliness. You know, you have to prove you can compete with Clemson. And now you have the quarterback and the head coach both who have made ridiculous comments. Ridiculous comments. I mean, you know, the quarterback lost by 50 and at the end of the game said, you know, Jake Bentley said, well, you know, we're about even.
That's right. I forgot about that. He said kind of the same thing.
Yeah, we're about even. We're these teams are close.
We almost beat them.
Yeah. In proximity, maybe, but not in terms of on-field player results. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every single day. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Don't deprive yourself of sleep. The Clemson football program has done advanced sleep studies. They've determined if you lose 40 minutes, as little as 40 minutes of sleep a night, your athletic production across the spectrum dissipates. Well, think about you. Think about you and your life and what happens to you and productivity and civility when you lose 2-3 hours of sleep a night. Even the way you feel physically, mentally, the way you treat people, all these things. And it can all be avoided. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Get a new mattress tonight. Start sleeping better. Start being a more productive, better person. Do it today. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get better than that. You'll thank me later. Do it. Quick break. Hank the Tank and Lyle as soon as we get back.
The Clemson baseball team will hit the road this weekend for a three-game series with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in Winston-Salem. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
with Walt Zepsula.
How many push-ups can you give me?
About 40, 50.
Okay, well, that's one.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Tulu Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge of Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. It's cool as can be. I mean, I've seen the model for it. It's just going to be an insanely cool place to live if you're a Clemson fan. Let me just tell you something. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. You will never ever have a chance to get in on a piece of property like this. You know, these guys jumped at the chance when that property became available because it's completely unique. Stunningly beautiful. The ideal location if you're a Clemson fan. 118 residences. They are going quickly. In fact, when I was there, we sold multiple units on the day I was there. I don't exactly know how many, but, you know, Layton told me they had sold a number of units while I was there, and they were at 70, I think, when I got there, and they just became available. So they're going to be gone. That's the bottom line. That's not talk. They're going to be gone in a matter of days if they're not gone already. I'm not even guaranteeing you that they're still left. The resort's going to include a lobby bar, food service, pool, hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, small-scale football field for families to enjoy. Are you kidding me? And an outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance. That's what we're talking about. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development. It's going to be a community for Clemson people to gather. Clemson Nation is so strong in the upstate. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it. Or in the case with most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions of your residence so you can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms. I mean, former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Go see Taj. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday, which is where I was the other day. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's accepting reservations now. Again, I promise you, you have to act now. When I say now, I mean pick up your phone today. Lakeside Lodge has a sales office on Highway 123 in Clemson. They have an incredible 5x5 model of the condo hotel on display. Check it out. You will thank me later. All right. Speaking of Clemson, Hank the Tank and Lyle, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on. We have our special Wednesday guest. I actually lost track of where I went, Ramona.
Of what day it was?
Because, you know, yeah. I was frozen.
Yeah.
I was down the frozen tundra of Jasper County.
Yeah. Oh, that's where you went again.
Yeah,
Jasper
it was in the
County.
Frozen tundra of Jasper County. Eric McClain, Mr. Clemson. Eric, how are you today, Eric?
Well, what's going on, man? Hey, I got to tell you, that was the longest live read I've ever heard in my life. They need to give you a free room over there.
Yeah. It just sounded that way to Eric. It's like 90 seconds of just truth. I mean, it really.
I'm telling you, it is.
They got a piece of property cut from heaven, Eric. I'm telling you, it's
absolutely it's phenomenal. I've been over there. It's going to be a great, great property.
Yep, and it's going quick. All right, Eric. Let's talk spring game. Apparently, Kelly Bryant should just move to tight end or quit school.
I think you and I kind of knew that was going to happen. Yeah. If he didn't perform well, and you know, I'm kind of right with you, man. It's a glorified practice that you can only take so much out of. But at the same time, that's all the fans got to see. So that's kind of going to be the status quo that they carry into fall camp and into the season. So it's going to be unfortunate. I'm sure there's going to be tons of press clippings and Twitter posts and Instagram posts. But at the end of the day, I think KB's still going to be number one. But Dabo did confuse me with his quote and saying that he's not naming a starter. So that was kind of interesting in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think I also saw something about that on review that none of the four played all that well. I think was Coach Sweeney's analysis. You know, again, it is just one practice, and I believe at an earlier scrimmage, Kelly Bryant threw four touchdowns. I don't remember anybody mentioning that to me that day, though. I didn't get any text that said, "Man, Kelly Bryant threw four touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence only threw one. Exactly. It's definitely Kelly Bryant's job." But have Trevor Lawrence throw a 50-yard touchdown pass on an offensive pass interference.
It's game over, right?
It's game over. Exactly right. And you're not getting away with that push off during the season. Obviously, yeah. Eric, aside from the quarterback situation, which we have lots of time for that to play out. You know what? How about this? When I had Coach Sweeney on, I don't know if it was this time or the prior time, I'm not sure, but I asked him about the possibility of playing multiple quarterbacks, and he seemed enthusiastic about it. He said, absolutely, while we have all this depth of talent at wide receiver, would we leave those guys sitting just because we have number one guys, or would we play them all? And he's obviously it was play them all. So his suggestion was that he would be more than willing to play multiple quarterbacks. There hasn't been any real tangible evidence of that yet, though, in terms of what they desire to do. I don't think that's really what they want to do. But they may be forced to do it in this situation.
Yeah, I think you're right. And just personally, and my preference, obviously, can't speak for his thoughts, but I'm not a fan of having two quarterbacks. I think it changes your entire dynamic of offense and, who's out there being the leader. I think that really can, change the entire look of a team, because obviously Kelly Bryant can do things that Trevor can't do, and Trevor can do, or Hunter can do things that Kelly can't do. So I'm not for that at all, and I hope that we don't try it, and it's a giant catastrophe. I hope one guy can kind of pull away and be the champ and lead this team on the field.
Well, Boston College used to integrate the rising quarterback in the second quarter. They'd put them in for a series or two, and it generally worked pretty well, and I've seen other teams do that as well. And it seems that the second quarter is sort of the assigned time for it. I'd be interested to see if something like that happens. It goes back to this old line of mine, Eric. I always say that, everybody wants to stockpile quarterbacks, but no quarterback wants to be stockpiled. And
exactly.
And there is a bit of a dilemma here. I mean, listen, this is a good situation to be in, but with it comes some issues. I mean, there are going to be some decisions. And, one of the things that I mentioned earlier, Eric, is I think that if Kelly Bryant has an issue right now, it's an issue of where his mind is at. And I think it's because, he comes in, think about this situation. This cat is sandwiched between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, man.
And he follows a legend. He doesn't quite equal what the legend did, in part because he didn't have the weapons, the mature physical weapons that the legend Deshaun Watson did. And yet he still gets his team to a playoff, overcomes injury, demonstrates real toughness along the way. And then he comes back the following year, and the majority of the fan base seems to be clamoring for his removal because of the next hot shot that's coming in.
I can't imagine it, to be honest. I mean, just his psyche and, the only thing that I can hope is that he doesn't read the posts, he doesn't read what the media says, and just really focuses on himself, his team, what he knows he can do, because that's a tough situation, man. And I feel for him. I really do.
What about the sort of team balance, chemistry issues involved in this decision ultimately for Dabo Swinney and staff, and even in regards to pecking order and how it would work out? For example, if Dabo Swinney and staff makes the decision to go with Trevor Lawrence as the starter, and let's say the depth chart ultimately reads Lawrence, Bryant, Hunter Johnson. What happens if Trevor Lawrence, who really has never been hit, gets hurt in game two? You can't go back to Kelly Bryant because I think you'll have lost him mentally.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's something that, you know, there would have to be a long conversation, you know, between the coaches and Kelly and Trevor. And, you know, really, it's a tough day and a long day if that decision is made and if that conversation is had. But I might agree with you, man. I mean, how could a 20-year-old kid be told, you know, you're not good enough, and then if that happens, they expect him to now be the man again?
Right.
You know, I think best case scenario is he comes in with a chip on his shoulder to prove everyone that he is good enough and just totally dominates, which, you know, I think that would be ideal. Would it happen? You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, it would seem on the surface more workable the other way. Whereas Kelly right. Bryant starts, and then if he doesn't get the job done for any reason, then you go to the next guy. I mean, it just seems, it seems like to me that you keep everybody engaged that way. Whereas if you do it any other way,
I agree with you.
You know, you're going to lose Kelly Bryant, I think, to an extent. Makes sense.
Yeah, man, I agree with you. And again, to be completely honest, I think we can win with all three of them. So, you know, you're looking at game one and two as those kind of experiment games. Obviously, game two is going to be a little bit more difficult in a hostile environment to an SEC opponent. But, you know, I think that whoever goes out there for game one should be able to win handily. And, you know, why wouldn't you just go with your senior who's led you and you kind of know what you're getting?
Yeah, and again, I don't think it's an issue of who wins those early games, but it's always a question of who wins at the end, and maybe we'll examine that when we come back. If you don't mind, Eric, hang on, and we'll get back to this conversation on the other side. Let me tell you about The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville, coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. The Vault has it. If you're a fan of college football, if you're a Clemson fan, The Vault has it. They have stuff that you've never seen or that you don't recall existed until you go there and see it for yourself and you thumb through all the Clemson related shirts and caps that they have. They have all the original logos, throwback. It's just amazing. And it doesn't matter what your sport is. You could be a fan of the NFL or college football or the National Hockey League, Zach, and they have the New Jersey Devils. They have it all. I mean, if you're a fan of the old Bruins franchise with Esposito and Orr, or the Edmonton Oilers with Messier and Gretzky, or the Islanders with Bossy and Trottier and Gillies and Kenny Morrow and Billy Smith and Chico Resch and all those guys. The Vault has it. Doesn't matter who your sport, what your sport is, what level you follow. Get to the Vault. American-made, pre-washed, pre-shrunk, coolest shirts you'll ever own, most comfortable as well. Buy one cap, get the second half off. We'll be right back with Eric McClain.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
The Clemson baseball team will hit the road this weekend for a three-game series with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in Winston-Salem. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony, presented by IAG and Ingalls, will honor the class of 2018, April 19th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Come watch history in the making. The evening includes dinner, drinks, and a one-of-a-kind silent auction. Don't miss your chance to hear from local football heroes and watch the best South Carolina college football player in 2017 receive the Blanchard Rogers Trophy, presented by Hales Jewelers. For information on the inductees and to purchase your tickets, visit schof.org/shop.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half.